got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet.
Today on Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend. Gas prices rise, but that may be good for you. Investment vehicles that work. Creating your long-lasting income plan. And Alfie tells you what you need to do with your old 401k. Plan with care. Retire with confidence. Now, Saving the Investor with Alfie Townshend.
I'm Alfie Townshend with Advanced Retirement Group. And we are in studio with John, and this is Masters Week.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting out there in Augusta. A little windy, a little cold, but a little shock at the top of the leaderboard, right?
Absolutely. And jot our number down is 239-561-1155. And you can visit us online, at savingtheinvestor.com. And we are going to really, we have a lot of things to talk about today.
Yeah, a lot going on in the world, Alfie, and how that affects people's portfolio is really what makes you the expert in this field with over 30 years of experience.
Well, John, let's talk about it. This is a wild week on Wall Street. President Trump showed that, he is the leader. He is a leader. He's not going to back down. And we're going to see next week how it's going to, the market was affected a little bit on Friday after, the bombing over there. But, I think it's holding up pretty good. We have a lot of things going on. And let's talk about what's going on, John.
Yeah, well, obviously the bombing, you talked about. How does that affect, because consumer confidence is at an all-time high. Jobs are, the unemployment rate is at the lowest in 10 years, they just said.
Yeah.
How does that bombing really have an effect on the people that might be listening and their portfolios and their investment strategies? What do you see as what that type of thing? Because when fear creeps in, that affects people's decision-making, doesn't it?
John, that is so important. So what we want to do is take the emotion right now out of investing. And this is a very emotional time right now. We have, with Russia over there, with the bombing that just happened, you would think the market's going to tank, but just don't. The market is they're going to react, but the worst thing to do is have you react to its reacting, because it's going to adjust itself. Market's going to come down, but then if you have a portfolio that rebalances, that's going to buy what's going down over about a week or two, you're going to be just fine. But the worst thing to do is panic and say, what happened was devastating. I'm getting out, or, I'm going to go to cash. That's the worst thing to do right now. So the main thing is, what it does, I think it sets a precedent right now that if Trump says he's going to do something, he does it, like it or not. A lot of people are, really what happened over there, John, it was awful. So a lot of people say, this is what we need, someone that says they're going to do something and they do it.
Yeah, well, he's sending a message around the world, obviously to North Korea as well. And obviously a lot of things are factored into the market, like the necessary regulations that are coming off and the future tax cuts. But things like this that you don't anticipate are not factored into the market. How does that affect? Because I know a lot of what the rise in the market is based upon things that the government is going to do in the future. But obviously, these unforeseen things have an effect. And how do you prepare for that? And how do you offset those changes with the strategy that you implement for your investors?
So those are great questions. One of the things you have to find out is, what are you actually holding inside your portfolio? Are you holding, large cap stocks? Are you holding cash? Are you in cash? What do you have inside your portfolio and what type of risk are you taking? And this is times, especially just saying if you're just retiring and you're trying to do it yourself, or you have an advisor that really is going to be emotional with you and call you and say, we got to go to cash. We got to do this. You have to have a plan in place. And that's what we do at the Advanced Retirement Group. We put plans in place. So if you don't have your income plan, if you don't have a plan in place that looks at your portfolio that says, look, the market is random. And this proves it right there. No one knew that Trump was going to attack Syria. Sure. No one knew that. So
that's quickly, too.
That quickly, quick. Within 3 days. So the thing about it is this, the market is random, and that proves that you cannot market time right there. It proves it right there that you cannot market time. So what you have to do is so hard to try to market time. You got to be right twice, when to get in, when to get out. So if you don't have a plan in place, give us a call at 561. That's 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Come in, and what you would, you know, what do you have to lose when you come in? You're going to come in, talk to us and say, look, this is the plan that I have. Is it going to withstand what's happening around the world, what's happening with the economy, what's happening, you know, right now with low interest rates? Am I going to be able to stay retired? That's the whole key.
Yeah, and obviously with all these things going on with North Korea and a lot of uncertainty, obviously a lot of people are walking on eggshells, so to speak, and this would be a great time for them to come in and get that financial MRI. What exactly is that, and why should people really that are listening right now have a create sense of urgency to come in and sit down with you in Fort Myers or Naples?
John, what the financial MRI is I think it's one of it's we call it the financial MRI roadmap, because it's a roadmap to your retirement. It's going to look at what you currently have. It's going to look at you what you currently have. It's going to break it down. It's going to show if you have just large caps, which most people do, large companies, small companies, long-term bonds, whatever you have, it's going to show that. It's going to show how it compares to our portfolios back in different time levels, like 73 to current, to see during high interest rates, high inflation, how it would have performed and how it's done over the last 15 years, how it's done over the last 10 years. We want to see that. So a lot of times we find out after doing that, that people are taking, John, about 30% more risks than they need to take with the returns that they're getting. So especially during times with financial crisis that we're experiencing this week, you want to know what you have. You know, the bad thing about it is people, I say, have amnesia because, you know, the market's been good over the last, you know, 5 or 10 years. But 08, they forgot about 08. And I'm not saying we're in another 08. I'm not here to scare you. But I am saying that you got to be prepared for the unforeseen. And that's why get it checked out. If you haven't had your portfolio really looked at over, you know, with somebody else over the last five to at least 8 years, it's time to get that done.
Yeah. Well, you're listening to Saving the Investor on 92.5 Fox News. 239-561-1155 is the number to call. Now, you do something that's called a stress test, and really a lot of people don't know if they're able to withstand some of these unforeseen pressures that are taking place in the world. What does that stress test reveal, and why is it so important for people to come in and have their portfolio stress tested?
Well, that's part of that financial MRI roadmap, John, that you're going to have a stress test to see how it would perform during different economies, like what just happened Thursday, you know, when unforeseen things happen, low inflation, if we have things that are happening with, South Korea, North Korea, you know, just different things. So we want to talk about that. So coming up next, we're going to take a deeper dive and discuss what you need to know when choosing the right investment vehicle.
Still to come, creating the right long-lasting income plan. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
So why is it that some people think life should be handed to them with a silver spoon? Well, I believe honest, hard work is the formula for a prosperous and successful life. Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here. And let me tell you about a man right here in Southwest Florida whose life wasn't as easy as a child. Now, he was born to a teenage mother, fatherless by the time he was 5. His mom worked tirelessly, earning a modest living selling shoes, but unpaid bills meant sleepless nights, no electricity, moving countless times, and living his preteen years in the United Methodist Children's Home. And as a young man, his drive for success and his honest work ethic surpassed his peers. And with hard work and determination, Alfie Townshend, he went on to become a certified financial planner and founder of Advantage Retirement Group. Now, today, Alfie helps retirees and those soon to retire put their hard-earned money to work. Call Alfie to validate your retirement income plan or to put one in place. 561-1155. That's 561-1155 on the web, savingtheinvestor.com.
Now you're listening to Saving the Investor Radio Show. I'm Alfie Townshend with my co-host, John Antonucci. And you can call us, reach out to us at 239-561-1155. You can go to savingtheinvestor.com. And we're going to talk about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, managed portfolios, annuities. It's so confusing out there for individuals to discern really what investment vehicle is right for them. And that's what we're going to talk about this segment. Which vehicle is right for you? And a lot of people, John, they don't really know because they don't understand all these different vehicles out there. You know, it's funny back in, I remember one of our fund managers was talking about, I thought it was going to get easier. But, you know, it's harder for people to stay more disciplined right now because of the internet, because of the 24-hour news channels. Things come to them so fast now. It's, you know, they panic and they get advice from not, you know, from their phone. They get advice from the TV. They get advice from their friends. There's so many ways to get advice, but is that advice correct advice? And that's what you want to find out.
Yeah, and it's important to know that you are an educator as well as a financial coach. And you do educate people on through many different ways on the internet, on your website at savingtheinvestor.com. But you also host and have seminars with your clients and those prospective clients that would come in to talk about a lot of different things. And what are some of the areas? I know you focus on rebalancing in the actual portfolio, and obviously you talk about stocks and bonds. But what is maybe the top two or three areas that you think is beneficial that people may be taking some advice from friends on the golf course or different places that could be not noble information but wrong information?
Well, you know, how much information... And we both play golf, John, and you know, we always get teamed up with some other, you know, other people. That's the way golf is. You have to play in fours typically. And you're always gonna, that's what's nice about golf is you find these people's lifestyles and, you know, they moved here from where they moved, you know, Minnesota, Ohio, wherever, and you know, what they used to do. But you're always gonna get different opinions from, you can ask 10 different people, you can get 10 different opinions.
Right.
And that can be daunting at the time. So what you wanna do is make sure that you have a right plan in place. And how do you do that? Well, when you come in and you come in and we're going to look at the plan that you have, and then we're going to show you if you're going to run out of money, we're going to show you if your investments are too volatile for you at this time. But we don't just dive into the investments only or your income plan. We want to make sure that you have, you know, is it the right plan for you? And what are your values? Are you wanting this money for safety? Are you looking for freedom? What are you looking for this money? There's a list of words that I show people when they come in, because I say, okay, what does this money mean to you other than financial terms? So, you know, they'll look at that and they'll say, you know, freedom, fulfillment. They're going to look at, they're going to say security. So these are all words that now I know a little bit more about them instead of just saying, okay. And a lot of people, John, they have almost like a robo advisor. You know, they just put them in these things it's like cookie cutter. And you know, there's a lot of people who say we're not cookie cutter, but it is a cookie cutter program.
Yeah. Well, you can call Alfie at 239-561-1155, 239-561-1155. Sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples. I love that you create a plan, because there's a lot of people out there, a lot of advisors, a lot of brokers that put people into either an annuity or put them into this product. You basically work within three worlds of money. Maybe you can talk about that, because you devise a complete comprehensive income plan and a strategy that's going to help them in their entire lifestyle.
You know, John, doing this for 33 years, we have a system that I really like, and I know it works because we've been doing it for so long. But the other thing is that people say, you know what, I've never seen it like this, and meaning that I've never seen it on a screen like this, showing taxes and showing a spouse passing, showing a reduction in income down the road, and showing investments at a very low rate of return, not a 6 or 7 or 8. We show it at usually 4, even though, you know, our portfolios average, you know, double that, a lot of them, but we show it at 4. We want to show it at a lower rate so they can actually see that they're going to be okay. And then we want to show some guarantees. I know we talked about, cash. Should you have cash? You should have cash.
Sure.
Even though cash is not paying anything, cash is going to be there for you to, we had this nice couple that's been my client for years. They came in and they said they wanted to put more money with us. And I said, well, what's this cash for? Well, we don't really need anything. I said, well, that's good. And then they said, you know, but we are going to be redoing our bathroom and our kitchen. Well, how much are you going to need? $40,000. Well, let's go ahead and take that out, put it in cash right now. We don't want to go ahead and invest that. Even though with our portfolios, John, there's no upfront fee going in, back-end fee going out, so they do have access to it.
Right.
Okay, but we're going to talk more about, you know, how to position your cash, your bonds, your annuities, you know, about gold, stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, and we're going to talk more about that right after this break.
Coming up, selecting the right investment plan and much more. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
In studio with Alfie Townshend of Advantage Retirement Group. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner. Alfie, my question to you, we've got this new administration, a new president. Some people might be timid. You don't think they should, though?
I don't think so. We're going to have lower rates across the board. He's taking the tax rate right now and going to bring it down from a 39% for corporations down to 10 or 15. That's going to bring a lot of money back into the United States, and that's going to be a lot of money that's going to be able to be spent. I think it's going to be a great time for people to get back in the market and have a plan in place.
And ultimately, it leads to a bigger, more booming economy.
I believe so. And people right now, they're coming in the office, Trey, and they have confidence, and like I've never seen before in a long, long time. This confidence is back, and I think that that's going to help.
Alfie Townshend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155, or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor. This is Alfie Townshend in studio with my co-host and great friend, John Antonucci, on the Masters weekend.
Yeah, it comes around quick, doesn't it? The years really fly.
It does. You know, the disappointing is, you know, Dustin Johnson falling down those stairs. I didn't really know. I heard one of my clients was telling me that he slipped with it. He had socks
on
going down a wood floor. Yeah. And he said his mom used to wax their wood floors. And I remember up north having wood floors. And we rented an apartment, or we rented this house once that in Maryland. Why our house was getting built, and it had steep, and it had carpet, but it was steep. And two things happened. I slipped down at once, and there these wooden rails. I went to grab it, and my fingers, like the web of my finger, split open because my fingers like split trying to catch the rail. And I always call this a devil house, an evil house. Devin, he was 1 year old, one and a half, and he's walking up the stairs with his mom Tommy, and he's trying to hold on, and he loses balance, and he rolls all the way down from the top to the bottom, and the last step obviously was a wood floor. Back of his head hit. My God, I thought, you know, I grabbed Tommy, picked him up. He wasn't saying anything, and I said, let me have him. I grabbed him, and then all of a sudden, you know, when a kid gets real scared, how there's like silence for. And then they just scream.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what happened. It was like a 10-second sign, and then he screamed. But stairs can be, you know, glad we don't have too many stairs in Florida. We have a rancher, so. But that's a shame that happened to him.
He had a bad fall, no doubt about it. And, you know, number one in the world, it would have been great to see him win.
Yeah, yeah. So let's get back. So we're talking about different asset classes and, you know, should we have gold? Should we have cash, bonds, annuities? You know, there's so many different types of, you know, let's dive deeper in this. So cash, we talked about cash. It's good to have if you're looking for a place to park money that you're going to need immediately in the next 6 months. You're going to need that money. You're going to buy something. So you always have cash on hand, you know, for, we always say that 6 month, if you have that 6 month window, if you need it and all money stopped, especially if you're working, retired, you know, you always have that money coming in each month, but there's always going to be things that pop up.
And where do you keep cash, something in liquid? I mean, obviously, there's not too much return to have it in a bank account.
And you're not looking to try to make, you know, if you want to get, shop money markets, try to get a percent, you do that. But typically, it needs to be liquid, no penalty. Bonds, now this is the, you know, I was going to shoot a video out to our clients because one of the portfolios, we have a couple different portfolio managers, many portfolios, but one of the our main portfolios is broken into three parts. It's a fix, and it's U.S. and international. So their money's in each of these, you know, so if they're a moderate portfolio, it might be 50% in the bonds, 20% in international, and 30% in U.S. And when they get their statements, they see the bond portfolio, the U.S. and the international's up, you know, 4 or 5%, and then they see the bond is flat. And then they call me, Alfie, maybe we should take some money out of the bonds and put it in. But that's what the bonds are there for, is to offset the volatility.
Right.
It's to offset the volatility. So we're not using bonds to try to make a whole lot of money. They're typically going to make 1% or 2% because they're not long-term bonds. We do not want long-term bonds. If you have long-term bonds, this is important. If you have long-term bonds in your portfolio, you need to give us a call. If you don't know what kind of bonds you have, you still need to give us a call to make sure they're not long-term bonds, because as interest rates go up, they're going to go down. They're inverse. So if you have long-term bonds, or you don't know what bonds you're holding, give us a call at the 239-561-1155, 239-561-1155. And that MRI, we talk about it all the time, John, and it's we call it the financial MRI roadmap. If you haven't had your portfolio, your plan, really a second set of eyes that really digs deep. I mean, the stuff that we do for that, David and Devin, they dive into these portfolios and they find out what you're holding. And it's a no-brainer, I tell people, because I'm not charging you for this.
Right.
I mean, I'm putting hours, my staff is putting hours to show you what you're holding and to see if your retirement is going to last as long as you do.
Yeah, and you're talking about bonds, and obviously you want to have the right mix, because I noticed, maybe you can explain this to the listeners, you know, it seems like when stocks are up, the bonds are flat or down. When stocks are down, the bonds seem to be up a little bit. Is that what you're trying to do, how sort of offset each other?
Yeah, we use bonds. That's a great, great point, John. Bonds in portfolios are used really to, because when the market starts to go down, the safe haven is bonds, so they'll start to go up. Like in 08, they were up. We were having to sell our bonds to buy what was going down with the equities. And that's how it rebalanced so fast and came back so fast. So you have to, you can't get greedy. If you, you know, now you can get greedy if you have, you know, you have your pension, you have a lot of money, and you're not, and you're wanting more growth, a legacy, and it doesn't hurt you if the account goes down. Then we can be more aggressive. We can be a 75-25. We can be a 95-5. But most people that we're dealing with are using the money that they saved for an income, for an income. So it's going to substitute, you know, what their paycheck. You know, they used to work. Now they have to have income generated. So during the income phase, you have to, you know, we call it the harvesting phase and the accumulation phase. The harvesting phase is when you're taking income from you're working. And when you are working, it's easy to accumulate wealth while you're putting money in, because you're not taking anything out. But the second, you know, when you start to take money out from what you're working, what you work for, if you get that part wrong, you have to, well, you either have to go back to work or you have to sell your home and downsize. And what we do at the Advanced Retirement Group is we put a plan in place for you to get you not just to retirement, but through retirement. It's very important to make sure you have a plan in place. And part of the plan is doing that financial MRI to find out what you're holding, to see if you're taking unnecessary risks, to see what your fees are. And this is all part of that financial MRI roadmap that gets you through retirement. So if you want to know how to do that, just give us a call at the 239-561-1155. 239-561-1155. We're going to have a great second part of the show. The show just goes real fast, and we're going to really finish up talking about the gold and stocks and mutual funds, ETFs. We're going to talk about all these investment vehicles when we get back, and you're going to want to stick around, because a lot of people don't understand what we're going to talk about. Gold is going to blow you away, because gold is... it's an asset class that a lot of people like, but you need to know what we're going to tell you. We'll be right back.
Coming up, more about choosing the right long-lasting income plan. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend. Today on Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townshend, creating a long-lasting income plan, what you need to do with your old 401k. Plan with care. Retire with confidence. Now, Saving the Investor with Alfie Townshend.
You're listening to Alfie Townshend and Saving the Investor with co-host John Antonucci, and this is the Masters Week, and this is a big week, not just for golf, John. It's a big week for our country. We went, you know, with Syria, Trump bombing Syria, and all these things happening. We have a lot of things going on. So we're going to talk about, you know, we talked a lot about it in the first half hour, but we're going to talk about it more. You know, what does that mean to your portfolio? We're also going to talk about, you know, how to create that lifelong income that's going to last as long as you do. We have to have that plan in place. And during retirement, you know, those old pension days are over, John, where you worked 30 years for a company, got your gold watch, you got that pension, and everything was hunky-dory, and then something happens to you, your spouse has the same thing. It's totally different now. And so we're going to talk about how to create that lifelong income. We're also going to talk about 401ks. You know, a lot of people have 401ks where they used to work, and it's no longer – they're no longer working there, but it's sitting over there. So what you need to do with those 401ks.
Right. Well, you can give Alfie a call at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. You also can visit online at savingtheinvestor.com. And you do want to sit down with him for that complimentary financial MRI. And if you do have 401ks, obviously, in other places, Coach, a lot of people don't realize that they can bring it over. And probably a lot of times, I know I've heard you talk about this before, if they leave it at their old company, they're actually paying higher fees for that company to, you know, be a custodian over that and manage that for them, aren't they?
Well, that's a good point. So if you have a 401k where you used to work, typically what happens is sitting with a Fidelity or sitting with Merrill Lynch or one of those companies, and you know, they're investing. They only have so many vehicles to invest in, number one. So it's very hard to get a true diversified portfolio, you know, from having limited amounts of funds to invest in. And then which ones do you invest in? You know, and they're always changing. They usually have a high turnover ratio. So, you know, the average turnover ratio on these funds out there, John, almost are 70%. So 70% of your money that this fund manager has is going to be selling that stuff and buying new by the end of the year. And what that does, it tears away your return. Speaking of returns, I had this couple that came in, and it was very disappointing because she was such a nice lady, and she was being taken advantage of so bad with the fees that I said, look, usually I want you to, you know, let me put everything together and then we'll meet again in a week or two, go over everything, what I found out. But I said, by just looking at this statement, when looking at your statement from last year to this year, the fees that you're paying, they are just buying and selling your account. I say, let's just move it over. And what we're able to do is move it over to one of our custodians, if it's Fidelity or if it's TD Ameritrade, and just let it sit there where I don't make a dime, but that broker doesn't have access to it anymore, doesn't make a dime. And I did this, and it was disgusting, to tell you the truth. It was just buying and selling. The fees were horrendous. I mean, his fees, the fund fees, everything. It was just ridiculous. So I said, listen, if you do business with me or not, I want it over here anyway. I'm not making money on it, but it's just going to come over, and it's going to stop this buying and selling as of right now. And they were, please do. And so, yeah, I run into a lot of different things every week, you know, because we see a lot of people. But that was one, and, you know, usually I don't see that a whole lot, John. But when I see it, that just, you know, that ticks me off. But let's talk about a couple things. Before we talk about that lifetime income, I do want to talk about, I didn't finish up some of these other asset classes I want to dive a little bit deeper in. So we talked about cash, why you have cash, you know, just let that sit on the sideline too, for your emergency money. And it's not, I don't care if it's making anything or 0.5% or whatever, that's just there for you to, you know, for emergency, period. Your bonds are there for a reason. They're there to offset the volatility. But if you have long-term bonds, we need to find that out. If you don't know you have long-term bonds, we have to let you, make you aware of it, because what happens as interest rates go up, they are going to go down. They're definitely going to go down, and they go down pretty fast when they go down. Now, annuities, a lot of people come in with different annuities. You know, we have, let's talk about different types of annuities. You have a pension. Most people's pensions are from some type of an annuity, John. It's, you know, we call that an immediate annuity, where the insurance company, you give them a lump sum of money and they start paying you an income from day one. And that's called an immediate annuity. That's where a lot of people's pensions are from, is some sort of an annuity. So a lot of people say, I don't like annuities. And I say, you know what? If I looked at a bunch of them, I don't like a bunch of them either. But there are some that are good. And it's hard to find the good ones, but there are some that are decent. An immediate annuity is one that I really would not use. It gives you a lot of income, but you lose control of your money. And then you have these fixed annuities, which are like a CD for a time period, like a 5-year, 7-year. And then you have these variable annuities. If you have an annuity and it's a variable annuity, give us a call, because why you want to give us a call is that we're going to give the insurance company a call and find out. That's the one that gives the annuities a bad name across the board, these variable annuities. So we'll find out what your fees are, find out, you know, what your M&E fee, your turnover fee, your fund fees, your rider fees. Typically, a lot of times it's 4%. So think about, if you like this one couple that came in last year had a $500,000 annuity and said, no, there's no fees. My broker said there's no fees. And it was close to $22,000 a year he didn't know he was paying. $22,000.
Crazy. There's a lot of people out there listening that don't know what they're paying inside their portfolio or in the annuity that they have. And really, that's what your MRI does. It exposes that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it exposes your fees. It exposes your turnover. It exposes your overlap. It exposes things that you don't know. And that's the thing. What you don't know, and you need to find out during retirement, because when you're retired, you have to get this part right. If you don't get this part right, that means you might have to go back to work. That means you have to change your lifestyle. And during retirement, that's one of the questions, you know, what is your vision for retirement? What do you expect? Well, I want to play golf. You know, what are your interests? I like golf. I like tennis. I like traveling. I like, you know, the family. I like, you know, visiting family. So that's the part about retirement that a lot of advisors, John, they don't get into that. They just get into X's and O's and, you know, here, you're going to, you know, take 4% out, your dividends out. But they, you know, we're holistic financial advisors. That means we, you know, certified financial planner is, we're going to look at what you have, and we're going to look at everything, not just your, you know, we're going to look at what your thoughts are, you know, what money means to you, your purpose for money, you know, your legacy. We look at everything. And that's a big difference. And that's, I say, what breaks us apart from a lot of other advisors, is because they're not really looking. So what we're going to do is, we're going to talk about, after this break, we're going to talk about the income, how it has to last, and make sure that you have a plan that will last as long as your income.
Still to come, more about making your money last, and Alfie tells you what you need to do with your old 401k. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend.
This is Alfie Townsend, your TV and radio show host of Saving the Investor. In my new book, Keeping on the Retirement Fairway, I explain why it is so important not to take undue risk. When you play golf, just think how your overall score could improve if you could keep 30 to 40% more of your golf balls
on the fairway. The same is true with your wealth. Let me show you how we can reduce portfolio volatility 30 to 40% without sacrificing returns. There are no mulligans in retirement, so pick up the phone and call for this all-important information. Call me at 561-1155. That's 561-1155.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155, or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor. This is Alfie Townsend, and this is Masters Week. I keep saying that because this is a big week for golf.
Yeah, and tomorrow we'll see who's going to win it.
I'm in studio with John Antonucci and my co-hosts, and it's going to be a great it's going to be a great Masters. The weather's finally letting up a little bit. That wind was crazy.
Yeah, well, 22 miles an hour, and makes it kind of tough to golf. We know that firsthand. But you said something right before the break there that's interesting about people not really planning correctly or not knowing what their fees are, that really doesn't put them in position towards retirement. Is that why there's such a big push now, and you see it on TV all the time, and people are taking advantage of these reverse mortgages? I mean, is that something that has given life to that because people really didn't plan their course of retirement correctly, and now they have to tap into the equity of their homes?
Yeah, I mean, some people, yeah, a lot of times too, John, people still have two residents that come in. They have a up north place and they have one down here, and eventually they're going to be moving down here. So in that program that we use for income planning, we're going to show them after they sell their home, pay off the one down here. That's extra money we can put into the pot to show income. So that's what this income plan is. We can add different accounts at different times, taking different income. We can show you, and that's where that income plan that shows you on our 70-inch smart board, and we can add 20 accounts if we want. We add all these accounts. We add inflation. We also add your pension. We show your pension if it were to stop, what your spouse is going to get. This is stuff that you really need to know for income planning. So there's, you know, we're not just not a, you know, financial advisors, we're planners. So we're going to plan for your retirement. And that's what you want during retirement, is when you're working, it's easy it's not easy to live because you're working, but you get that paycheck coming in each and every week or biweekly, and then you're saving for your 401k. But when you retire, it's a different, you know, you're going to take out from what you worked hard for. So that's the part you have to get right. And that's the part I feel like I feel we're the best of the best in that industry, because we have the tools that show you and that can verify. And we always talk about verify. Why don't we, when, you know, we talk about the financial MRI roadmap, but all that is, John, it's a verification of your current plan.
Right.
So if you have a plan, you might not even have a plan. If you just have a portfolio, you don't have a plan. That's not a plan. You have to have the whole plan. And, you know, so that's why I say give us a call at the 239-561-1155. And what that does is 239-561. I'm sorry, I almost gave you my cell number. I can do that too.
Not on the air, you don't want
to. Yeah. 239-561-1155 to validate your plan. John, last week we got the new TV show that's been on. It's been on CTN for about 5 years, and we updated everything. We did new shows, and it's been on Fox for the last month or so. I have some news to tell everybody. I even tell you, but for the last 5 weeks or so, it follows Chris Wallace on Sunday at 10 o'clock, 10 to 10:30, and you know we're getting calls like crazy. And the great thing about it is they want us to be really the face of their financial side of Fox.
Awesome.
Meaning in the morning,
yeah,
like on the morning blend. And if big events that come, you know, they want someone to call. So they want us to be really more involved on Fox, you know, local Fox than ever before. So this is exciting. This is a great privilege for us, but we're going to be, that's going to be something where, you know, I'm going to have to go to the studio once a week. We're going to have a segment. I don't know what day it's going to be, but we're going to have a segment about a, you know, wrap up of the week, or if it's going to be what's coming up in this week. But they're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to it also. So we have that going on. Then, of course, we added another channel, which follows Meet the Press on NBC at from 11 to 11:30. So, yes, we are definitely making a case here in Southwest Florida that we are the financial advisor that you want to come see, because we, you know, Saving the Investor, I talked to one of my our fund managers, and he's, you know, and he texts me and he said, you know, Alfie, you're saving a lot of people. And that was his whole thing. And, you know, he manages $7 billion and he, you know, he sends me an email and says, Alfie, you're saving a lot of people from investing. And that's the thing. You know, when I said saving a lot of people, John, the pastor over here is saying you save a lot of people too, John, in a different way. But, you know, we're saving people from making these horrible mistakes that they make during investments.
Yeah. Especially if they're midstream, obviously, and soon to be retired. That's why you want to give Alfie a call at 239-561-1155. He is out to save investors from the pitfalls, the schemes, the traps of Wall Street. And really, you need an income plan, and that's what we've been talking about this entire broadcast, is to help you create an income plan. And you do that in one of two offices, so you're accessible to everybody. You're in Fort Myers and Naples.
We are. So we're right by Mikado in Naples, and then we're right on Daniels and Fiddlesticks, really off of 75 and Daniels right here. So we're going to finish up talking about ETFs. We're going to talk about mutual funds and stocks.
Coming up, what's really in your stock portfolio? Do you really know? Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155, or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.
In studio with Alfie Townshend of Advantage Retirement Group. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner. Alfie, my question to you, we've got this new administration, a new president. Some people might be timid. You don't think they should, though?
I don't think so. We're going to have lower rates across the board. He's taking the tax rate right now and going to bring it down from a 39% for corporations down to 10 or 15. That's going to bring a lot of money back into the United States, and that's going to be a lot of money that's going to be able to be spent. I think it's going to be a great time for people to get back in the market and have a plan in place.
And ultimately, it leads to a bigger, more booming economy.
I believe so. And people right now, they're coming in the office, Trey, and they have confidence, and like I've never seen before in a long, long time. This confidence is back, and I think that that's going to help.
Alfie Townshend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155, or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor. This is Alfie Townshend, your host and your co-host. John Antonucci's in studio, and we're having this time just flies by, John, and we've really had a great show. And we still have some great stuff to talk about, but there's a lot of things out there that, you know, we had this week. We had this Trump, you know, doing what he said he was going to do with Syria. We had the market reacting a little bit. We've had a lot of different things going on. But the most important thing is we want to make sure that you take the emotion out of what's going on. And during investments, I'm sure people are getting calls, you know, advisors got calls this week and, you know, what should we do? What should you do? And the main thing is if you have a portfolio that rebalances, if you have a portfolio that you know what the risk is, that's the important thing. You already, if you know what the risk is inside your portfolio with 95% confident, what it's going to do during good and bad times, would that make you feel better? That's a question to you, John. It's a question to our listeners. So if you had 95% confident level of what your portfolio would do during good and bad times, then you would say, you know what, this is just a little, you know, the other thing too, volatility, John, if your portfolio has a variance, okay, of, you know, let's say 10 to 20%, 10 to minus 20 to the plus, but that 10 can come in a matter of a week. It can come fast. Okay. But if you spread it out over, you know, so if you saw it in a week, if you look at a chart, there would be a big dip, right? But if you spread that dip over a year, it's very minimal. So that's why you can't panic. because you're going to have volatility. And when it comes, it could come all at once, or it can come throughout the year, or it can't, or maybe it won't come that year.
And a lot of people that you meet, I mean, do they know what their, you know, risk is inside their portfolio, or is that something that is a surprise to them when you reveal it?
Nope, they don't know. I ask, what's your standard deviation on your portfolio? Just to see if they know
probably
anything.
Did they ever hear that word?
And they said standard deviation. something I'd learned in math a long time ago. But it's really the volatility versus your returns. Are you taking unnecessary risk? And if you're out there and you don't really know what's going on inside your portfolio, you don't know what your fees are. You don't know if we had a terrorist attack, how low it can go. You don't know if we had a financial crisis, how low it can go, especially if you were not in that portfolio in 2008. If you were not in that portfolio in 2008, then you need to have if you haven't had your new portfolio since 08 checked out, I say it's more important than any time to give us a call to get that financial MRI roadmap and find out how high it can go and how low it can go, and find out what your fees are. Find out if you're as diversified as you think you are. Find out if you have long-term bonds. Find out if you have a bunch of REITs in there. Find out what's going on inside your portfolio.
And obviously a lot of people are listening. They don't even really think about this stuff. And it's important that they really manage or actually look into what they have. Because like you said, if they're getting close to retirement or they are soon to be without an income, because really when you retire, you become unemployed. They really owe it to themselves to really take a deep look. And you can call Alfie at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. You also can visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
John, that's a great phone number, 239.
239.
No, the thing about it is this. You're right, John. You have a bunch of, a lot of people get their statements. I always go back to during 08 when I would see people and I asked them, I said, let me look at your statements. This is back during 07, 08 when the market was tanking. And you would be surprised how many statements weren't even opened up. I had to open them up. I said, you didn't even look at them. No, I don't want to look at it. I don't even want to look at it. Well, that's not a retirement plan. Not wanting to look at it because you know it's going to be awful.
Well, that's not good.
That's not good at all. So what you want to do is you want to look at what you have and say, you know what? Now I know what I have. So when I talk to my advisor and he tells me one thing and I know what it actually is, I can combat it and say, you know what? I don't have that. I have this in my, oh, yeah, you do have this. Find out what you have, find out what your fees are, and then that makes you a more prudent investor. And that's what it's all about is to understand and have a plan in place. And during retirement, John, that's the most important is to have that plan in place, have an income plan to make sure you're not going to run out of money. And then what happens a lot of times, they don't understand what happens to their pension when a spouse passes. And when a spouse passes, a lot of times the income goes to half. Sometimes they lose 70% of it. Sometimes they lose 100% of that pension. And then they lose part of their Social Security. So that's what planning is all about. And in my 33 years of doing this, we've done a lot of planning for our clients. And that's not an issue because we put income plans in place. So if an income plan is important to you, we talked about income planning. We talked about different asset classes. We talked about 401ks. We talked about Syria and what President Trump did on Thursday and how fast he reacted to it. And you can tell, John, that it was tugging at his heart seeing those babies.
Yeah, obviously, you don't want to see little children die that way in any way, shape, or form. And he's also, basically carpet bombing them too. So, I mean, he's killing them many different ways, which is sad. But, great point that you made is that, you don't just sell them a product and then that's the end. Even if a spouse dies, you're helping them navigate through those changes, and they call on you year after year, don't they, your clients?
Yeah, we call it navigating the fog of investing, because that's what it is. It is, it's I had a client, real quick come in and he really enjoyed doing all this stuff, but he handed over his accounts to us this past week because he realized that his wife really did not want to, or probably couldn't do as good a job that he could. And it was taking so much time for him that they weren't enjoying their retirement. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer, or if you just retired or soon to be retired, or, you know, in the drop program or whatever, give us a call at the 239-561-1155 and come in, and we will put an income plan in place for you. We will put a plan in place for you. And like I said, when we show it to you on that 70-inch screen, and we show all your accounts and how they're working and why they're working that way, and with your expenses, you are getting a true income plan. We're not talking about just investments. We're talking about a true income plan that's going to carry you and carry your spouse through retirement. And if legacy is important, it's going to do that too. See you next week. We're looking forward to it.
This has been Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory, a registered investment advisor. You've been listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend.